2068. That's loud verbal. What's going on?
I picked up a passenger on 122nd start, and he came fair, which is no big deal, and I didn't say anything. And then when he went to go sit down, he said he slipped and fell. He said he fell, but I didn't see him fall. I got passengers saying that he didn't fall, and he got off the bus, and then, I mean, I told him if he needed medical, he said, yeah, I need medical, I need a supervisor. As soon as he heard the phone ring, he walked away. And now he's walking back. So I don't know if he's all there, anything like that, I have no idea, but, yeah.
Okay, so can you ask, are you able to ask him if he still wants medical?
No, he's off the bus. He's like literally by the engine bay back there. He's not anywhere where I can talk to him. And I really don't want to get out of his seat because he has a cane. And for my safety, I will not engage.
No, I don't want you to engage. I'm not asking that. I was just inquiring if you were able to still ask him if he needs medical. Can you at least see him? Is he still by your bus?
Yeah, he's standing by the engine bay in the back. He's just standing there. I don't know what else he's doing. He's looking at, I don't know, like a paper or something, claiming that he just got out of the hospital.
Okay, so I will get a medical going to your bus. Give me a description of him. Did he say when he asked for medical what hurt?
No, he said something about that he fell. I didn't see him fall. Because, you know, having a cane and the way he was walking, I looked back, he looked like he was going to sit down in the front here in the ADA area, and then he went further back and the barrier is blocking part of the view of my aisle, so I didn't quite see him fall. He said something about, as I'm a few minutes into the ride, he says he wants medical. Can you call a supervisor? But it was way down the road. He didn't say it immediately after we got on. And then a passenger's telling me that he didn't see him fall.
Okay, give me a quick description of him. And I'm getting 911 rolling to you.
He's about, I'm going to say he's about 5'6", kind of a shorter fellow. Dark skin, not black, but probably brown color, dark, like a real dark tan. Probably mid-50s. He has a cane. He's wearing mostly black, and he has a black bag with him.
Okay, sit right there. I'll get a supervisor headed your way as well. And we'll just go from there. If you leave the area, call me back.
Okay, I have a gentleman standing next to me that I just asked him, did he see him fall? And he said he didn't see him fall at all. He just kind of, he wobbled a little bit and then sat in the seat, but he didn't fall, like on the ground. That's what the passenger's telling me.
Affirmative, sorry.
2068.
Hey, sorry, the radio keeps timing out. So, I did copy and I put it in the acid, what you just told me.
What was that? Sorry, I have two people talking to me at the same time. Apologize.
It's okay. I'm documenting what you just told me. Like I said, just stay there. I'm going to get 911 going your way.
All right, hopefully if you get a supervisor here before that, maybe you can talk to the gentleman that witnessed it.
Copy. 1239. 2068. I got your call. Go ahead.
Yeah, medical's here. Looked at checking him out, but I don't know what's going on over there, but I haven't seen a supervisor yet. I got one passenger. The other 20 just came up and picked up one of my passengers. He got on the bus, but I have one here that she said that she wants to wait to talk to a supervisor because she was sitting, like, literally across from him, and she wants to let them know and state that he didn't fall. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's why I need you to stay there, because medical is checking him out. If he gets transported, I can't have your role. So I need you to stay there. I'm glad that you're witness stayed with you, and Supervisor is en route.
Okay, no, I had no intention of leaving yet. I'm just letting you know what's happening now. I find it kind of funny because the lady's really upset. She has some choice words for him. I can't repeat them, but it was kind of comedy at this point a little bit.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no worries. I just wanted you to know you do have a supervisor coming, so you will have somebody there to represent you, okay?
Yeah. All right. He just canceled medical. He said he didn't need medical. He said he never asked for medical. Yeah, he didn't need. He said that he didn't call them. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do we do now?
Okay. So he did not go. Medical's cleared.
Yeah. He said he denied medical. He said, I never called you guys. I don't understand why you're here. That's what he's telling. He told the. The medical people were just now, and medical came over and told me, they said, I never called you. I said, well, you just told the bus driver to call. I said, no, I didn't say that. See what I'm saying, what we're dealing with?
I copy. Stand by just a sec, okay?
Okay. Supervisor's coming around. I saw her vehicle.
1253.